Good afternoon, those of you with the courage and fortitude to remain.
Thank you.
I've had my bacon roll.
And I'd like to congratulate you on your patience here this afternoon. It has been, it's not taken an overly long time, but the committee and the subcommittee has debated at length the issues around this application. What I will say is that please listen to the application in full. The committee has made a number of conditions and recommendations within the application. There will be an opportunity to view it and to print it off later on, to hopefully today, when it will go on the council's website. I will read the application, and please, I will brook no interruption while I'm reading it, because it is a legal document. Okay, this is a decision notice of the subcommittee of the licensing appeals group committee of North Harts District Council on Monday the 28th of January 2019. Members of the panel are Councillors Jim McNally in the chair, Councillor Gerald Morris and Jean Green. The applicant's name is Sausage and Gobbler Productions Limited, and the premises address, Todd in the Hole, Berrywood, Todd's Green, Stevenage, SG12JE. The date of the application was the 6th of December 2018, and it's an application for a new premises licence under Section 17 of the Licensing Act 2003. The subcommittee has read the material presented to it and has listened to all the evidence and submissions. Subcommittee has considered the national guidance and statement of licensing policy and has come to the following decision. The application is approved, subject to the conditions and hours as set out below. 1. Opening hours. The permitted opening hours are Friday, 1200 hours until 0200 hours the following morning. Saturday, 1100 hours until 0200 hours the following morning. Sunday, 1100 hours until 2300 hours. The licensing activities applied for are for plays, films, live music, recorded music, performance of dance, late night refreshment, all outdoors, and supply of alcohol on the premises. The hours during which the licensable activities may take place are plays, Friday, 1200 hours until 1900 hours. Saturday, 1100 hours until 1900 hours. Sunday, 1100 hours until 1900 hours. Live music. Friday, 1200 hours until 2300 hours. Saturday, 1100 hours until 2300 hours. Sunday, 1100 hours until 2230 hours. Films, recorded music, performance of dance. Friday, 1200 hours until midnight the following, until 0100 hours the following morning. Saturday, 1100 hours until 0100 hours the following morning. Sunday, 1100 hours until 2230 hours. Late night refreshment. Friday, 2300 hours until midnight. Saturday, 2300 hours until midnight. Sunday, because time applied for was before 2300 hours, there is no need for us to make a decision on that. Supply of alcohol for the consumption on the premises. Friday, 1200 hours until midnight. Saturday, 1100 hours until midnight. Sunday, 1100 hours until 2200 hours. The subcommittee recognises that conditions will only be imposed on a licence where conditions are appropriate for the promotion of one of the four licensing objectives. The subcommittee will only impose conditions on a licence where relevant representations have been made, and it considers that it is appropriate to impose conditions as a result of these representations. The following conditions are each considered appropriate by the subcommittee to promote the licensing objectives of the prevention of crime and disorder, protection of children from harm, public safety and the prevention of public nuisance. The conditions are, one, to strengthen condition 29D of the operation schedule conditions, late night tickets are restricted to a maximum quantity of 2,000 tickets on any event day. Two, to strengthen condition 29 of operation schedule conditions, the premises license holder will ensure that live music on the stage area of the event site will cease at 2300 hours on Friday and Saturday and at 2230 hours on Sunday. Condition 3. As part of the traffic management plan mentioned at Operation Schedule Condition 6H, the premises license holder will ensure that all vehicular traffic on the event days will maintain access and egress to and from the event site via Blakemore End Road, except for disabled vehicles and vehicles for the campsite. This license will be subject to the conditions that are consistent with the terms offered by the applicant in order to promote the four licensing objectives set out in their application and included as part of Appendix A of the licensing officer's report. The effect of failure to comply with any of the conditions attached to the license or certificate is a criminal offence, which upon conviction would result in an unlimited fine of up to 6 months' imprisonment or both. The subcommittee has taken into account the guidance issued under Section 182 of the Licensing Act of 2003 in reaching its decision, and it has found a number of sections to be of particular relevance in reaching this decision. These are set out, and you can have a look at them in the printed guidance. The subcommittee has also taken into account North Hertfordshire District Council's statement of licensing policy in reaching its decision and found a number of sections to be of particular relevance in reaching this decision. Again, these are set out for you to note. The subcommittee considered the reputations of all the interested parties and was sympathetic to the concern raised by those present. However, the subcommittee was satisfied that the applicant had engaged a suitably specialised qualified team of experts to be able to properly promote the licensing objectives. In reaching its decision to approve the application, the subcommittee were mindful of the council's licensing policy, in particular paragraphs B8 and D81, which state that the council encourages greater live music, dance, theatre and other forms of entertainment for the benefit of the community, and that where activities require a licence, the council will seek to balance the potential for disturbance of local residents and businesses against the wider community and cultural benefit. It was determined by the subcommittee that allowing the application with the conditions was consistent with this policy statement. The subcommittee were concerned that the current traffic management plans were not very robust. It was therefore felt that an additional condition to address a particular concern was appropriate to promote the licensing objectives and recognises the need for effective management of traffic to and from the site on the public highway and strongly advised that the traffic management plan provides for effective measures to safeguard public safety and nuisance objectives. This licence will come into effect from the date of this decision. At any stage following the grant of a premises licence, a responsible authority such as the police or any other person likely to be affected by the premises and this licence may apply to the licensing authority to request a review of the licence because of a matter arising at the premises in connection with any of the four licensing objectives. The review is a request for the council to look at the existing licence and decide whether its conditions are adequate to meet the four licensing objectives defined under the Licensing Act 2003. That is the decision of this panel.
Chairman, with your permission, may I ask a point of clarification?
You may.
You said at the beginning of your statement that to strengthen condition 29D, you was changing the wording to late night tickets are restricted to a maximum quantity of 2,000. Can I check, were you looking to actually set a capacity of 2,000 for the arena itself? Because Condition 29D, if you was to allow late night tickets of 2,000, Condition 29B says that the arena is limited to people that are camping plus late night tickets, so you'd in effect be increasing the capacity of that arena. If you were trying to restrict the arena to 2,000 people in total with late night tickets and campers. May I suggest an additional line 29F that just says the total capacity of the arena is 2,000?
That was our intention, and we will write that line into the decision.
Thank you for your clarification.
Thank you.
What's happening?
Thank you.
You go after.